For the past 10 months, Santa Fe Community College has had access to a stockpile of decommissioned firearms. Using the college's forging and welding facilities, students and faculty in the art department have transformed these metal leftovers into works of art, sculpture and jewelry that will be auctioned off this month to support scholarships and the nonprofit organization New Mexicans to Prevent Gun Violence. I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM, and with me is Santa Fe sculptor Jeremy Thomas. Jeremy, welcome.
Thank you.
Your forging class was a big part of this Guns to Art project. Where did these old firearms come from?
They came directly from gun buybacks by New Mexicans to Prevent Gun Violence, then decommissioned, cut apart. Everything from revolvers to semi-automatic handguns to hunting rifles, all kinds of different parts and pieces of weapons.
So your students subjected these metal parts to all sorts of processes.
They all approached it in different ways. In the forging class, I tried to get them to approach it in the idea that iron is a mobile material. It can transfer from one object to another and deny its past usage and become something completely new. Having the students do that is the old idea of, you know, weapons to plowshares.
And what kinds of things did your students come up with?
Some of them were very floral, plant-like, which comes from that tradition of blacksmithing where you might have a floral motif in a piece of wrought ironwork. Other times, they just started hammering away on it, not knowing what they were going to make in the end. The process of making art is really closer to the act of play, and allowing them to play with the parts allows them to be creative with them. One of the students made this fantastic character that sits on top of almost like a surfboard out of gun barrels and different parts. It's really amazing to see where the imagination takes each student.
This is a divisive issue, guns. Was there a range of opinions among your students about working with guns?
Yes. There were some students that had previous experience with firearms, and for many of them, it was hard to step away from the fact that they were firearms. And some of the students that had no experience with firearms were much more experimental with the materials. To them, it was just an interesting shape that came from an object. And then there were others that just really didn't want to deal with the materials at all. And I gave them that option. But most of them chose to and were rather intrigued with what they could make with them.
Did you find, Jeremy, that the pieces of art that your students created were responses to the nature of the material that they were working with, namely gun parts, commenting on that or not?
Some of them were definitely making social commentary. Others did not. It's how they feel about it. After working with New Mexicans to Prevent Gun Violence, I started to really think about, you know, I myself am a gun owner. Why am I a gun owner? So hopefully the show itself brings some sort of awareness and some sort of dialogue to that, as well as help support New Mexicans to Prevent Gun Violence. And I think that many of the students felt the same way, that the work that they're doing is important.
Sculptor Jeremy Thomas teaches forging at Santa Fe Community College. His students took part in the Guns to Art project. And their work and others' work will be on display this month at the Form and Concept Gallery in Santa Fe. A benefit auction and reception takes place November 17th. For more information, go to KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.